Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. We're also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited. As usual, sharing my excitement with all of you who are listening. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about dumpsters. The following comes from Lisa Demir from ADN. In a city with no curbside trash pickup, where plastic shopping bags must be biodegradable but stuff still accumulates in yards, dumpsters are not only essential, but celebrated. Dumpsters of Bethel are canvases for public art and billboards for public health. They are where residents are supposed to throw away garbage, but their value extends beyond function. Joining me to talk a little bit about dumpster art in 2020 is Margaret Hanna and Teresa Quiner. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I wish I had as much time as I would like to dive in to you a little bit, Margaret, about what brought you to Bethel. But long story short, you're going to work with LKSD as an art director. Is that correct?
I actually work with LKSD at the high school. I'm the art teacher, visual arts teacher.
And joining today, just because you're working alongside some of the longtime residents of Bethel who have been painting dumpsters. And this year, you've been spearheading that effort. Is that right?
That's true. Yes, I did spearhead it this year.
So just for people who might not know, tell me what you know about the impetus of this project years back.
Sure. I talked to Renee Athanas, and apparently her sister started it in the 1990s. And the dumpsters have really progressed through the years. First, it was a neighborhood competition. And then when art camp started, the students who went to art camp got to paint it. And Renee said that art camp was not going to happen. And I was really bummed because I was in charge of dumpsters. And so I kind of just made the decision, well, I can still be in charge of dumpsters even if I'm not doing art camp. So that's how this all evolved.
Were you here last year?
I was not. I came last August.
So you were really excited about being able to do that, and that energy redirected into organizing the effort from community members. And I've seen some of the works already, and we'll be sharing that, of course, on the show notes for the show after lunch today. But tell me a little bit about how that progress has been.
Sure. Well, basically, you know, our camp was canceled, and we were all really bummed. And so I called Renee and I said, you know, do you think we could still paint the dumpsters even though art camp is not happening? And she said, well, why don't you call the city? So I called the city and they were very receptive. And I said, hey, can you social distance your dumpsters for us and we'll come paint them? And Dave over at the city said, yeah, we actually have 18 brand new dumpsters coming in on the barge. So as soon as those came, I just started taking people who were interested and writing them down. And basically, people had to give me a sketch of what they were going to put on there, just to prove that they were actually truly interested. And then once that happened, they were assigned a dumpster, and people are just coming whenever the dump is open. So there's not a lot of congestion, there's not a lot of congregating, and there's just a lot of beautiful art happening.
I have to say it does look quite organized over there. I did drive by the other day. And not only that, but the other facilities right there in the neighboring vicinity look awfully well appropriated. Speaking of which, Teresa, Bethel Friends of Canine has a building right there. Have you had the opportunity to admire the back end of your building while painting a dumpster yet, or is that something you have slated for the near future?
yeah, I mean, I'm over at that building a lot, so yeah, I've seen the back of the building.
But how about dumpster art? What's going on there?
So we had a volunteer named Abby who painted a dumpster for Bethel Friends of Canines, and she did a fantastic job. It's really great. And I'm painting one for the library and the KUC campus with some information about the campus and the library, and it's been really fun painting it.
Oh, wow. You know, I was interested in your personal experience, but you brought up such good examples of organizational efforts at using the dumpsters as a message medium. How many dumpsters are still available to be painted, Margaret?
Okay, well, that is debatable, Grady.
well, let's debate it.
Well, currently zero, but I do have a couple people who have not showed up yet. So here I'm going to give a plug. Anybody who wants to paint a dumpster, you don't have to know how to paint. We'll teach you. You can show up this Saturday, and I'm going to give away all white spaces. So
okay.
Saturday at 4 p.m. until midnight, we're going to do a midnight sun painting party.
Well, so that's fair. It sounds like you can't – so no one can reserve a white space anymore because they've all been given away. But all white spaces that haven't been painted on are going to be painted on at the painting party.
Correct.
And when's that again?
That is this coming Saturday, the 25th, from 4 p.m. until midnight. Phillies is going to donate some pizza. I'm still looking for a DJ, so if you're a DJ, reach out to me.
Magic Man, that's a call out to you, boy.
Reach out to me, Margaret Hanna, at lksd.org. And we're just going to have fun. We're going to social distance. You know, we ask people to be responsible with that. I'm not going to be an enforcer, but we're going to ask you to stay 6 to 10 feet away from other people while you're painting.
Sweet. And I've already seen that the dumpsters are conveniently positioned well apart from each other, so that will be a no problem there. Sounds like a really great opportunity to engage in both safe distancing and community engagement. I'm excited. Teresa, what do you think?
I'm just really glad that I finally got to paint a dumpster this year. I've been wanting to do this for, 5 years.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. You remember watching the kiddos with their, preparing for was it Gronig and the last year with the O'Keefe's? And they were preparing, and I also felt jealous, too. I wanted to get I didn't get my hands dirty, though, this year. Maybe I'll have to go to that party.
You should.
To reiterate, that's this coming Saturday from 4 p.m. until midnight?
Correct. Midnight sun painting party. I call it the 11th hour midnight sun painting party because the dump really, we were going to paint through August, but they said, we need to start putting these out there. So the dump contacted me and said, we need to use these. So that's why we're, upping the deadline.
One of my favorite sayings is, when you get lemons, make lemonade. With all the ramifications of this pandemic and what we have to do in order to maintain our health and safety, at the same time, I see such great things coming out of this. For example, Teresa and people like myself who wanted to paint a dumpster and couldn't go to art camp now can. And I make light, but gosh. This is a great thing. Dumpsters, what are you going to paint on yours, Teresa?
And on one side, I'm putting the KUC logo, and then on one side, I'm doing some information literacy techniques, some techniques for, fact-checking and stuff. And I'm doing some inspirational quotes about reading on one side, and then some contact information for the campus and the library on one side. And we'll put some cute little book pictures and stuff on there as well.
Those particular ones, will they be placed at the library in the parking lot there?
I don't think that we have any control over where the dumpsters go.
That's been my complaint. That's been my complaint anyway. They're all over. They don't seem to have a rhyme or reason of where they end up landing.
Yeah, but it's fun. It can be like a treasure hunt. You have to go find where your dumpster got put.
Yes, a shout-out to Tiffany Tony for creating those shirts, and I hope to, see those in a new incarnation with the latest round of art. And a shout-out to ADN for their coverage from 2016. Find that article published 2014, but published on 2016. Find that online, Anchorage Daily News. And, of course, you can visit the Department of DHSS with alaska.gov and find the article referring to the beginning of the dumpster art. And then, like we mentioned, this coming Saturday, it's just show up, right, Margaret?
Yeah, just show up. We have paint. We have paintbrushes. Show up. You don't even have to have an idea if you're not sure what to do. One of us who has a little bit more artistic direction can guide you. You can even fill in a space. You can say, I want a heart or I want a flower. I don't know how to paint that. I'll paint it for you, and you can just fill it in. And then you can, sign it, claim all the glory.
Where do they show up? And tell me where that is as if I just landed.
Sure. If you just landed, you're going to go to the school, basically, on Ridgecrest, and you're going to go past all the schools until Ridgecrest ends. There's a gate there. And the dumpsters are right in the front of the dump. So you go past Bethel Friends of Canines and just keep going straight. And then when the road ends, that's where you paint.
The school's on your right. Keep on bearing to the right there on Ridgecrest. When it makes that bend, you know you're right near the buildings. Look to your left, you'll see the canvases. And that's from 4 to midnight, the 11th yeah. hour midnight sun painting party. Teresa, are you going to be there?
I will, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what you personally put on a white space. I'm looking forward to the library and KUC's offering, but I want to see your creative side.
I'm competing with, it's not a competition, but there's like real artists, you know, painting dumpsters that are like pieces of work. So don't get your hopes too high, but it'll have some good information on it.
Yeah, Margaret, I you know, when we spoke before the show, you might have thought that I would have leaned more heavily into the art part, but I want to lean into the accessibility part here, right? We could have talked a lot. I saw some really beautiful pictures, and there are some really great offerings out there, but you don't have to be an artist. That's the key takeaway from our conversation this morning. You can have Margaret help you along the way. Just come with your idea and with your hands.
Absolutely, or even without an idea, you know.
Or even without an idea.
Yeah, just come. You know, in my opinion, art is therapy. It doesn't have to be about the finished product. It can be about the journey. And this whole project was about taking a negative event in the world and creating it into positive vibes for the community.
I'm very, very pleased. Very, very pleased. I hope I make it out. I don't know that I will. I got the hands full with dogs, but. You know, I am looking forward to it. Maybe I'll drop by and just do a shout out the window or see the activity. I want to see the dumpsters all in one. Is there going to be a time when they're still not distributed but all finished when people can come publicly view them?
Probably, you know, right away, like maybe Monday or Tuesday. The dump gate is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day except for Sunday. So, but they did say when they need them, they're going to take them. So I would come, you know, before August.
Yeah, so it sounds like Monday or Tuesday might be a good time to kind of get a museum tour by car over there.
Yes,
at the dump.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that sounds really cool. I'm super excited. I don't really have much else to say, but I want to give everyone a chance to make some last words. So before we go, Margaret, what can you tell our listeners, or what would you like to do with that time?
I just want to say thank you for your community involvement. I love that Bethel is very community involved. I just put out the idea and everyone just showed up. I haven't really done very much other than change the water buckets. And Renee got all the paints. And thank you to the Art Guild who sponsored this event. They helped pay for the paints. Thank you to Swanson's who donated some paint. And thank you to Philly's Pizza. And if you're another business and you donated and I did not say your name, let me know. We'll put your name on a dumpster. I can't, you know, but the community involvement is just amazing, and I'm just really thankful for it.
And Teresa, if you'd like to take time, we have a few minutes.
I just want to thank Margaret for organizing this. I'm really grateful that I finally kind of get to check this off my bucket list. I've been excited to paint a dumpster for a couple years here.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I hope, you know, that the city may consider allowing us to do some murals later other places. That's another thing I'd like to ask, but there's not really a lot of big, large spaces, but you know, if there's somewhere that needs a mural, just contact me, and I'll make it happen somehow.
Well, Margaret, is there a public phone number for people interested in information about the art project, or is it just show up at the space?
You can call me directly. My phone number is 310-5544.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Margaret Hanna. She's the art instructor for the BRHS. LKSD
Correct.
High School, and also Teresa Quiner, a librarian here at KUC, but also you know, community organizer and artist herself, or dumpster artist soon to be, we should say, huh, Teresa? And this is the Coffee KYUK, so that's the story. I'm sticking to it. Ladies, thank you for joining me so much. I've had a great time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Grady.
Have a nice day. And that leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget the most important thing, to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
sometimes light, sometimes serious, Kapiak KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.